We have one scripture reading today, and then we have a skit based on another scripture passage. So I will do our first reading, which is from the second book of Samuel, chapter 11. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab with his officers and all Israel with him. They ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. It happened. Late one afternoon, when David rose from his couch and was walking about on the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful. David sent someone to inquire about the woman. It was reported, "This is Bathsheba, daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite." So David sent messengers to fetch her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she was purifying herself after her period. Then she returned to her house. The woman conceived, and she sent and told David, "I am pregnant." So David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. When Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab and the people fared and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the entrance of the king's house with all the servants of his lord and did not go down to his house. When they told David Uriah didn't go down to his house, David said to Uriah, "You've just come from a journey. Why didn't you go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah remain in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do such a thing." Then David said to Uriah, "Remain here today also, and tomorrow I will send you back." So Uriah remained in Jerusalem that day. On the next day, David invited him to eat and drink in his presence and made him drunk. And in the evening, he went out to lie on his couch with the servants of his lord, but he did not go down to his house. In the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. In the letter, he said, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting, and then draw back from him so that he may be struck down and die." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hi, my name is Bartholomew. Yeah, that's a mouthful. You can call me Bart. I'm one of Jesus' disciples. Don't be embarrassed if you don't know who I am. Peter, John, and that Judas guy, they get most of the press in this group.
And I'm Mary. No, not that one. Not that one either. There really are a lot of us, aren't there? I'm one of the women who travel with Jesus. You know, we do the cooking, take care of the kids, that kind of stuff. But we also get to listen to Jesus teach. I mean, he's really okay with that.
Have you ever known anyone so smart that you just don't understand them? That's Jesus. Don't get me wrong, I love the guy, but boy, he has work sometimes. I know you probably heard some of the stories that have been floating around about Jesus turning water into wine, stuff like that. Well, I wasn't there for that stuff, but I can tell you about some of the things I've seen for myself.
What we've seen?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, we've seen, everybody wants to get in the act. One time we had been mobbed for what seemed like forever by people who wanted to see Jesus. So we said, "Let's go someplace quiet so you can get some rest and something to eat." So we got into a boat and set off. And don't you know, the crowd watched from the shore to see where we were going and met us there as soon as we got out of the boat.
The rest of the regulars, myself included, followed along with the crowd and got there just as Jesus and the disciples came ashore.
Jesus, being Jesus, sat down with the people and started teaching. Before he knew it, it was getting really late. So we suggested to Jesus that we let the crowd go so they could get some food and find a place to stay for the night. What did Jesus say? Why don't you give them something to eat?
Now realize, when we say there was a crowd, we don't mean there were just a dozen or so hangers-on. It was wall-to-wall people everywhere you looked.
We're not exactly rolling a denarii. And we didn't know what we were going to do. We just got to get some money to buy food for all these folks. So we just kind of gave him the dumb stare. So he said, go see what you have handy. Well, we found 5 loaves of bread and a couple fish.
And those fish weren't getting any fresher either, if you know what I mean.
We gave them to Jesus. He had everyone sit down. Then he blessed our meager supplies, and we started passing out the food. I didn't think it would take very long with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but it seemed like it took hours. Everybody ate, and nobody was left hungry. I mean, there were like 5,000 people there, and none of them went away without food.
That was amazing enough, but when Jesus had the guys pick up the leftovers, yeah, I know, what leftovers? There were like 12 baskets full of the stuff.
I thought we'd all get a hernia just from lifting it. Now, this was really something for a poor guy like me to try and get my head around. But Jesus wasn't done yet. A little while later, another bunch of folks, about 4,000 of them, had gathered to hear Jesus talk.
They followed us around for 3 days. So Jesus comes to us and says, these people have been with us 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away now, they're likely to collapse before they get home.
One of us, I don't remember who now, pointed out that we were in the middle of the desert, and just where were we supposed to get food for all these people?
Again, Jesus asked how much food we had, and we managed to scratch up 7 loaves of bread. Some nice people in the crowd had a few fish, so Jesus took all the food, had the folks sit down, and blessed the meal.
He had us pass the food around. And don't you know, history repeated itself. Everyone ate until they were full, and we picked up 7 baskets of leftovers.
I tell you, we were all walking around with food on the brain for a long time after that. Jesus seems to have a particular fondness for bread.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Speaking of bread, one day some of the Pharisees, a really lovely bunch this was, started giving Jesus a hard time, arguing with him and demanding signs of proof of his authority. Well, as kindly as one can anyway, he put them in their place and we got into the boat and left. We didn't have much food with us, just 1 loaf of bread. So when Jesus said, beware the leavening of the Pharisees, we naturally thought he was talking about the shortage of food. Jesus didn't get impatient with us very often, but I can tell you he was a little exasperated with us just then. Why are you talking about food? He said. We asked us how many baskets of leftover bread and fish we had picked up the first time. We told him 12. How many were the next time? 7. He just sighed and said, don't you understand yet?
That's the way it is with Jesus. He says a lot of things that should make a lot of sense to us.
I mean, I know we're not the brightest bunch in the temple, and we're not total idiots either. So why couldn't we understand what he was talking about? It makes me wonder, what else is he saying that we just don't get?